Vancouver's hosting quite a few conventions these days, right? Some of them generate some chatter, some come and go. But today, Web Summit has kicked off, and this is one convention that is generating a lot of discussion. It is the world's largest tech summit. Tens of thousands of people in attendance from something like 120 countries, and it's the first time it's ever been held in North America. So why is it such a big deal? Let's find out. Locke Dow is with us now, the executive director of DigiBC, which is the Creative Technology Association of BC. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Simri.
Now, why is this such a big deal? What is Web Summit all about?
Web Summit, like you said, is the biggest tech conference in the world. At their largest event in Lisbon, they have 70,000 people attend, and they've really made a difference in every country they're in. They're in Lisbon and Qatar and Rio. So, and we just don't have a tech conference. I've never had one like this in Vancouver. And this is the flagship tech conference for North America for the next 3 years.
Okay, so can you give us an idea, like, what kind of things are going to be discussed here? Like, what are you interested in hearing about?
Yeah, so I represent the creative technology sector, and which is the video game sector and animation and visual effects and VR and AR. And that was part of the discussion when they came here, that they would embrace the West Coast and reflect the West Coast and our needs here and our business needs. And the creative tech sector is a very big part of our economy here, as well as our counterparts at life sciences and clean tech and all other sorts of tech. So we're really looking and excited at the 600 investors that are here and the opportunities that they're going to provide for our startups.
Okay, so would you say this is an opportunity then to pitch investors on the kinds of things that we have to offer?
Definitely. There's a massive startup program here for all stages of alpha, beta, and growth, and it's all VC companies. So this is a huge showcase for them in front of the world's investors that are here from over 100 countries.
Okay, so you mentioned our business needs. What would you say our business needs are here in BC for these sectors?
I think a lot of the sectors, especially our startups and homegrown companies, have a hard time scaling up. And we need investment and we need new trade partnerships and opportunities for them. So traditionally, our sector would travel around the world to look for this. We'd go to the US and Europe and Asia. And it's really an incredible opportunity that I saw a post this morning on LinkedIn where somebody had always wanted to go to this event. But now that it's come to our hometown, they're able to actually attend and try and benefit from it.
So then in the next little while, how would you measure the kind of the success of an event like this? Like, what are you looking to see happen?
We're looking for deal flow. We're looking for investment in startups. We're looking for potential FDI interest as well. And that, you know, that paired with some of the great incentives we have, for example, for our sector, we have a tax credit increase for the interactive digital media tax credit. So we're looking at both FDI opportunities as well as investment in our homegrown companies.
What kind of startups are thriving here? You mentioned that we have a great kind of environment for that. So what is it? What are we growing here?
We have incredible life science companies. We have AI. AI is, you know, we have companies like Sanctuary AI, right? And we have quantum companies like D-Wave. You know, we know of Accelera, the great success stories. We have companies in clean tech and of course, companies in creative technology. We have, you know, we have 30 startups here from the creative tech sector, but there's, you know, 150 more that we're nurturing and hope to give an opportunity to in the next 2 years.
Right. So this is that moment, right? Everybody seems to be ready to make a deal here. What do you think is at the cutting edge right now? Like, what are we going to start hearing more about 6 months or a year from now?
The cutting edge. I think, you know, this the opening night last night, we had a great talk from Gary Marcus around AI and the challenges of AI. And then we had a great talk from CEO Jay Graber of Blue Sky, who talked about how Blue Sky was formed and the open platform, the open web platform. So this generation of ideas already reflects the West Coast and a lot of our tech culture that's been, you know, been here since the beginning of the internet. And it's really nice to see it come full circle. And I'm really excited to see how this discussion shapes as we actually, you know, look at how we can bring our tech sector to the global stage.
So what is it that we offer that other, you know, industries, like other areas with their own industries do not? What's our advantage?
Our advantage here, I can speak best for our sector, for the creative technology sector, the video games was founded in Canada 42 years ago by a company called Distinctive Software that became Electronic Arts. The studio that we have in Burnaby now is the largest single video game studio in the world. It has spawned off dozens of companies, and it's the reason why animation and visual effects happened here, right? So you have this great cluster and multiple hubs of animation and of video games, and then we have one of the biggest VR AR hubs in the world as well, right? So you combine all of that, you combine our proximity and time zones to the US and then to Asia. And, you know, we just offer this unique value proposition, heading east and heading south.
That, I had no idea. Like, I knew Electronic Arts was big. I didn't realize it was that big, like that huge in terms of the world. Okay, so then Web Summit is here for a couple of days. I guess you're hoping that the effects of this are going to last for much longer than that.
Yeah, and that's our goal here. We run a small event called Signals Creative Technology with the Vancouver Film Festival. And we're hoping events like ours, we actually brought together a group of business people and arts and culture leaders and creative industry leaders. And we're looking at seeing how this can benefit the film sector, the music sector, in addition to the tech sector. And I think we know this already, but the tech sector such as ours, VR and AR, has been used in the natural resource sector as well. So we're quite involved in multiple sectors, and obviously AI is as well now.
You know, I'm just listening to you talk about this, Locke. I'm wondering, do you think that British Columbians tend to underestimate how big this sector is here in BC? Because you mentioned natural resources. That gets a lot of talk, right? A lot of chatter. But this sounds just as big.
Yeah, when I started, that's what our leaders said to me was, you know, we're too humble about our roots and where we're at now, right? And, you know, we did a tour on Monday for investors, and people were blown away. We took them, we started in Surrey, and then we went to Industrial Light and Magic, best known for Star Wars. They have almost 1,000 people here now. They played their reel that touched on all these moments in our lives, from Star Wars to Terminator to Avengers, right? We went to Kabam, that makes the largest mobile game studio in the world. They're headquartered in Vancouver, and their one game, Marvel Contest of Champions, has over 300 million downloads and has made $2.7 billion alone, one game. And we have dozens of these companies and hundreds of these games made in BC, right? Built in BC.
Well, thanks for helping us learn about it this morning, because I have certainly learned. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Samir.
Appreciate that. And enjoy Web Summit. That's Locke Dow, Executive Director of DigiBC. They're the Creative Technology Association of BC, talking about the importance of this convention in town. You've heard the chatter. It's called Web Summit. First time it's been held in North America, and it's a very big deal. Tens of thousands of people are expected to attend, and they're hoping this will have long-term impacts for the tech industry here in BC. If you want to weigh in, simi@cknw.com. I'm starting to feel like we're underestimating the number of conventions that are coming to town right now, just because of also the environment in the United States, that there's lots of international attendees who say, you know what, I would rather just avoid that hassle. And I know there's more and more conventions that are signing up. Montreal's picking up a lot of them. Vancouver is picking up some of them too. We're going to have to dig a little deeper into that for sure.